Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here tonight on the Cosmic Connection. We're trying to set up some different stuff here to try to get everything going. I'm having problems with connections here, so I want to hope that everything is working well. All of a sudden, the camera went blurry, and I have absolutely no idea why it did that. But I'm watching it on also Facebook, though it's delayed, but that seems to be okay. So even though my view looks like it's blurry, the Facebook still broadcast still seems to be coming across okay, and that's what's important. Not what's coming out for me, folks. It's what's coming out for you. So, but with that, Blanca, how are you doing on this fine evening?
Doing well, Dave. Thank you so much. And,
okay.
Things are moving in very interesting directions, and I'm sure that's something that you're going to address as well. How are you doing?
Yeah. And, folks, I would I'm getting that the sound is not good, and that was a bit ways ago. Folks, would you go ahead and make comments on Facebook about how is the sound coming out, how is Blanca sounding and stuff like that? We want to see what's going here and how this is working out. So I know there's a slight delay there on Facebook where it comes through, but, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, sometimes when I get on the road, it's just that the internet connections are different, and I'm trying different stuff to make that happen. So,
okay, we're broadcasting live.
Now I got to get back in there, and I got to shut that off. So thank you that you would keep coming through with some comments, folks, on just how this is coming across on Facebook. Okay, it says I'm coming through fine, but Blanca, you're not coming through well at all. I'm wondering
all right.
If we might need to do a program without you tonight, Blanca, because – I thought I had tested this system to make it work, but
right.
So, okay.
Yeah, why don't you go solo if you're sounding all right?
Yeah, I think I will, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to go solo. So basically, people can still listen on Blog Talk Radio, but Blanca, you won't be coming through and doing much talking tonight because that's just not going to work, okay? Okay. Well, folks, thank you for tolerating me and waiting for me to get all this set up. Here we are. It's the June 2nd program. We were just going to have a general discussion tonight on some stuff. And what I'm going to do is just give you some general information on the background of what I'm doing and why I do things the way that I do, who are my primary sources, and what I see that's developing. Now, obviously, what we do here is all based around, you know, the importance of, you know, the currency exchange. That's the primary reason why we're all here. But there's so much more that's involved in all that. So, when I turn to different sources, who are the sources that I trust to use everything that I do to listen and perceive of what's going on in this world and all the stuff around us? Well, 6 or 7 primary sources that I always turn to that I trust for my information. And then my first primary foundational source is the works of A Course in Miracles. Now, if you understand, that's the true teachings of Jesus, and it's a channel message of the Course in Miracles. And out of that also will be the related materials of the books by Gary Renard, predominantly his first one, Disappearance of the Universe. And it's all designed how the Course in Miracles is designed to shift and change our consciousness and our awareness of who we are as humans. There is nothing in my life that has helped change my life more than the works of A Course in Miracles and the writings of Gary Renard. The other book that is so great that I trust is the Jesus Biography, and it's a channeled message. It's Jesus, his biography, and it's channeled by Lady Tina Louise Spalding. And what's ironic is that she's been A Course in Miracles student for well over 20 years. So that was the trust that was there. My third source is the works of the Wingmakers. And the Wingmakers are very strong. They have put out what I consider some of the best spiritual material that is out there that is available, you know, in the different sources that are that are predominantly out there of what are called good practical spiritual writing materials. In conjunction with the Wingmakers, you also have the interviews of Dr. Neruda, the Neruda interviews that I refer to very often. I have never seen anything that so well describes who we are as humanity, why we are here, we are in this world, all the problems that we have in this world, why we have what I would call dark consciousness in this world, and how all of that stuff correlates. Who are the cabal? Why are they the way they are and stuff like that? And then with that comes the works of A.R. Borden. Now, Borden and Neruda were tied in together because basically Borden was Neruda's boss. But Borden was considered the brightest and smartest man in the world in who he had worked with and what he had done. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like something's not going well on my Facebook feed. Hold on here. I just want to double-check and make sure everything's going okay on Facebook. I don't know what it is. What's going on in the Facebook feed? Why is there so many problems coming through there? Let me do a refresh on that page and to see what I get. I just want to make sure, because that's where you folks are picking up what's going on there.
Okay, we're broadcasting live on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, see, so somewhere, well, I'm going to keep going, folks. I'm just going to keep going, assuming that the Facebook is going to pick up the feed that I'm bringing through, because it says that it still is. It just maybe there's an internet connection feed problem there. But Borden was considered the brightest and smartest man in the world, and he's very advanced. And he was one that was advancing, working with what I call the ET sources, of the benevolent ET sources for us. Here's what's interesting. All of these sources, whether it's Course in Miracles, the Jesus and His Autobiography, one other source is the channelings of Barbara Marciniak when she channels the Palladians. That is also a very, very excellent source. Now, the Palladians are a very advanced, benevolent ET group that is here to help us and assist us in our waking up process here on planet Earth. And they explain why they do what they do, what their purpose is, why they are assisting us, and what their role is in our relationship to them. And they have been coming to Barbara Marciniak for close to 33 years, folks. When you've been that long, it shows you that there's credibility when people continue to listen and continue to want to enjoy the work that is going on there. So all of them are saying and relating, this is the time for humanity to wake up. This is the season that we're beginning to wake up. When you look at the history of the human race, going back thousands of years, we basically were a race of people that were in a dumbed-down, ignorant slavery state run by these, what we call, these sources called the cabal. Now, what the Palladians tell us, it was thousands of years ago that there was this group of ETs called the Anunnaki that messed with our DNA, and they put us in this dumbed-down, ignorant state. Well, that is starting to shift and change. We are beginning to wake up because we were kept as basically an ignorant slave race to serve these cabal for basically thousands of years. And we're now waking up and learning the truth of who we are and what our true place is. We're starting to slowly move out of our states of slavery by becoming aware, awake, and intelligent to what really goes on in this world. Now, there's a different story behind the rest of that as I explain that. But in this waking up process, we are the ones that are basically starting to move into a different state of being. It's interesting how this slavery took place, because there were always basically two predominant things: control the information that we receive and control the world's money supply. You control those two issues, you have the ability to control humanity on this planet. We have known that the world money supply has basically been controlled by the Rothschilds as they control the central banking systems around the world, keeping the masses in financial slavery while these businesses that are run by these massive corporations, who many are part of the cabal system, feeding into their power and control system. When it comes to controlling the information that we received, prior to the internet, most of our information came from three primary sources: our public education system, the media system, and the entertainment industry. And here's what's interesting. When I was in the state legislature and I was a state senator, I was the ranking member on the Senate Education Committee. So I understood how public education was run at the state level. And what I realized, if you ever wanted to make an impact on the public education system, there was one predominant group that you had to go through and get their approval, because public education is dominated by the teachers union. Now, where I was in Washington State, obviously the teachers union would be the Washington Education Association. And nationally, it's the American Education Association. And guess who started the AEA, the American Education Association? The Rockefellers. The other dominant, powerful, elite, cabal-based family that would run and control so much of what happened in our world. The Rockefeller Foundation started the American Education Association because they knew if you could create a union that would dominate the education system, you would dominate and control what was taught through the education system. And the Rockefellers themselves, it says, the American Education Association, the American education system, is not designed to produce intelligent, aware, and awake children. It's designed to produce slaves, i.e. workers, for the corporate elite. So everything in public education is about producing a working-based class of people who are still in a lower state. And the Rockefellers control that, the American Education Association. One of the other things that's so important in our lives is our health. There has been lots and lots of times that various people have said, you can be a billionaire, but if you don't have your health, what good do? Having good health is one of the most important things that we want. And our health system is in America is controlled by the American Medical Association. They control the room of medical doctor. They control the rules of how the doctors association can operate. They control the rules of what drugs get to come through the process and that are approved to be used in the medical system. And guess who started the American Medical Association? The same family, the Rockefellers. Can you now see their dominant control that they want to have over the American life system? They control the education, the things that we learn, and then they control the medical association, the healthcare system that's so important to our lives. What they have done, both of those, is limited our ability to learn and the type of healthcare that we can have to become basically more awake, more intuitive, and more aware humanity. So we see this cabal-controlled system, and what's happening is, the sources I was talking about earlier, is that all of them said this is the time for us to wake up. This is the time for us to go through the shift and change that we're going through. This is the time for us to be a group of people who have the ability to basically be an aware and awake society. And in the process of doing what we're doing, we're learning how to for ourselves outside of the control of the education system, the mainstream media, and the entertainment industry. And our greatest gift to that has been the internet. The internet has been the gift to us that has been helping us to wake up and learn the truth for ourselves. And we're starting to now understand that in health, it's all based about how you run and process the energy systems and frequencies in your body. because the energy vibration of your body determines so much of the quality of your health. And there is now the coming forward of the new types of med beds, the medical beds that will be coming forward that will have the ability to bypass the pharmaceutical industry and the American Medical Association system. So we're moving into this ability to enlighten ourselves, to keep ourselves in good health, and to be basically awake and alert, no longer slave-based human beings. Now, then with all of that, why is it that we're here in this currency exchange? Because, as I said, the other thing that so controls our lives is the money system. We basically are dependent upon money to be able to do anything in this world. Everything in this world that is physical or tangible in one way or another costs money. So if you're limited in your money, you can be somewhat limited in your ability to expand yourself. And you're still in what is called a slave-based system. You're slave to your jobs. You're slave to your banking system. You're slaves to the ability to have money flowing to you or with you. This currency exchange is designed to provide a new source of revenue for scores of thousands of people to allow them to be financially free so they're no longer a slave to the existing financial system. And then you can take the time to learn and to educate yourself and make the changes that are necessary to start freeing new humanity. Now, this is a process, folks, that's going to go on for a number of years. It's not a one-shot deal. But this currency exchange is designed to allow you to be independently wealthy, to do your work, to move beyond the human slavery system that we've been in for thousands of years. This is our time to wake up. This is our time to learn. This is the time for us to become sovereign individuals. Now, in the Neruda interviews, he talks about we're moving into a new age and era of humanity. He calls it Human 3.0. Human 1.0 was basically the caveman era, the Homo erectus era of humanity. Human 2.0 has basically been the human being, the Homo sapien era, with lots and lots of upgrades over the thousands of years. And he says, we're now moving into an era of Human 3.0. And Human 3.0 is going to have two different versions. The first version is going to be those that are still dominantly controlled by the cabal-based system. And how? It's going to be through what is called the transhumanist agenda. Listen to what I said there. Transhumanist. Human beings that are still dominantly controlled by technology. And technology runs and controls them. It controls the physical aspects of their body, and it controls how they think. And a lot of this new aspect of transhumanism is basically using what are called these little tiny nanobots. They are basically less than the size of a speck of dust, and it's basically an electronic or communicating item that can get into your body that they can use to influence you. Now, I don't know this for certain. I want to be very careful when I make this statement, but there are a lot of different reports that are being used for COVID-19 have these nanobots in them. Folks, I'm not going to make that as an absolute statement, but there are reports from very, very credible sources. That is why it is coming out. And that is why we're seeing such massive push about getting the vaccine and getting the vaccine and getting the vaccine. Here's what's important to know. If you've had that, you still have the ability to override and overcome that type of a system that wants to control you. How? You're moving into what New Neruda calls the sovereign integral process. By becoming what is called a sovereign integral. Sovereign integrals are people who are highly conscious, highly aware, not focused on this illusionary hypothetical world out there that is run by these cabal-controlled people, and you are truly your own sovereign individual at an integrated basis, basically the highest forms of energy that you can run through your body. In his autobiography, Jesus says the most important thing you can do for yourself is to keep yourself operating at a very, very high functional energy system within yourself. As human beings, we are basically energy-based beings. Everything we do is based around how we process the energy that comes through us. Our whole lives are based on energy. And all energy has different frequency and vibrations to it. We want to be sovereign integrals who are running at the highest frequency of energy within ourselves. And you do that by keeping yourself in a high state of integrity, a high state of honesty, a high state of consciousness, and allowing everything else that goes around you, around the world, that you don't allow yourself to fall into its slavery systems. What drops your frequency energy more than anything else? Two things. Number one is fear. Fear takes you into a low, very low vibrational energy state. The other thing is moving into judgment of other things that are going on around you. Let's take the COVID-19 scenario as an example. It's very easy to be moving into judgment and being negative and critical about those who have brought it forward, who are pushing the system and wanting to control us. As soon as you move into judgment of it, you lower your own energy frequency. What I do is I choose to be the observer instead of the energy participant of the process. I observe what's going on around me. I look at it, okay, that's what it is. I'm in judgment of something that's operating in a sense of darkness, in a sense of a lower frequency. I've now lowered my frequency and I'm feeding the system instead of helping to correct it or fix it. It's extremely important that we keep ourselves in that type of a state. Now, how to be in the high state frequency is learning how to re-educate ourselves and learning how to reprogram memory systems. To do that, it takes time and it takes work to do that. That is not something that you can just boom, pop into. You have to actually undo your old mindset, as Gordon told us. The conscious mind processes about 18 to 20 data bits of information per second. But the subconscious mind processes about 60 to 80 million data bits of information per second. 95% of our day that we function in is lived from the memories of the subconscious mind. It's the programming and the memories in the subconscious mind that determines how we think, how we process information, and how the world that goes on around us. That is the part that has to be reprogrammed. Because the subconscious mind doesn't just carry the memory of your current lifetime, it carries the memory of all the past lives that you have lived. And so what it is, the subconscious mind is carrying the low-frequency programmed slaving mentality of memory that we have had for scores, if not hundreds of lifetimes, each and every one of us. Time, this is the era that we get to reprogram that subconscious mind and to set ourselves free to become fully functional, multidimensional, intuitive, conscious, sovereign, integral beings. That is our choice. It's a matter of our own free will. It's a matter of our free choice to do that. And it's what I am choosing to do. And as I said, the currency exchange and the money that comes is only a part of it. but its main reason and purpose is to allow you to be financially free, so you're no longer a slave to a 40 to 60 hour a work week. You are free to re-educate yourself, and the education will be readily available over the internet, and how you can then reprogram the subconscious mind so that 95% of your day, you're operating from a higher sense of consciousness, awareness, and what is called a love frequency, and how we react to everybody around us. The works of Neruda, the works of A.R. Borden, and a lot of the messages that come through Barbara Marciniak are the ones of the best sources that talk about that. Now, on a practical level, Barbara Marciniak just came out with a new message within the last 3 and 4 days. It's absolutely outstanding. I've already listened to it twice. It's very practical and pragmatic. It talks about the controllers of our world. It talks about the role of the COVID-19, about how we can move beyond it, and who we get to be. So with that, folks, that's kind of what I wanted to share tonight, just kind of the general overview. There's nothing new that's happening in the currency exchange. I continue to get the messages from my sources that it's coming down to an agreement between the United States and China. China is saying yes, and the people involved in the decision for the United States are saying not yet, that there's an event that they want to take place, but nobody knows. They're not leaking to us what the event is or when it might happen. That's pretty much the program tonight, folks. I want to thank all of you for joining me, and I hope this works well for everybody. So, okay, thanks a lot. Okay, and good night.
Okay, we're broadcasting live on Facebook, but this is a test. You want to see how well this comes through? Different reports that the vaccines that are being used for COVID-19, folks, I'm not going to make that as an absolute statement. There are reports, very, very credible sources. That is why it's coming out. That is why we're seeing such a massive push about getting the vaccine, getting the vaccine, getting the vaccine. Here's what's important to know. If you've had that, still have the ability to overcome. Sovereign integral are people who are highly conscious, highly aware, not focused on this control of world and money supply. You control those two issues, you have the ability to control humanity on this planet. We have known that the world's money supply has basically been controlled by the Rothschilds, as they control the central banking system around the world. The masses in financial slavery, while businesses that are run by these massive corporations, many are part of the cabal system, are feeding into their power. When it comes to controlling the information that we use, the Internet, most of our information came from three primary sources, our public education system, the media system, and the entertainment industry. Here's what's interesting. When I was in the state legislature and I was a state senator, I was the ranking member of the Senate Education Committee. So I understood how public education was run at the state level. And what I realized, if you ever wanted to make an impact on the public education system, there was one predominant group that you had to go through to get approval. Because public education is dominated by the teachers. Now, where I was in Washington State, obviously, the Washington Education Association. Nationally, the American Education Association. Guess who started the AEA, the American Education Association? The Rockefeller. Other dominant, powerful, elite, cabal-based families that would run and control so much of what happened in our world. The Rockefeller Foundation started the American Education Association because they knew create a union that would dominate the education.